brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go to your phone calls. Appreciate you holding. We're live. It's the day after the 4th, the 5th. Or maybe that's a conspiracy theory. And then we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Rusty in Canada, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to everybody else that's holding, like Derek. Go ahead, Rusty.
Alex, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, brother.
I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It's an absolute honor. I've been listening to you for just over 6 months now, and I just want to say that there were some times, you know, I did my research on you, and there's a lot of people that are getting at you. It's easy to doubt and turn away, but I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I listened to your show religiously for 6 months. Your team, the people that you surrounded yourself with, they counterbalance you and who you are. I think you guys got a lot to offer to combating this new world order. And I think, in all honesty, we've already won. We just have to stick to our guns and be consistent and just do what we believe is right. And, you know, good always prevails. We might have to go through some stuff, but, you know, to me, there's a lot of hope here. And you guys are definitely, you know, I respect.
Well, you're the type of call I love because you're talking about hope. And I need to do that more. I get so focused on the bad that's happening. It's good to show the good that's going on. In fact, I've told my reporters we should show the good cops. We should show the good people in government, the good private citizens, the good everybody. And I want to hold up the good. Sometimes that's better to dispel the darkness, is to hold up the good so then you recognize the darkness even better. I tend to just focus on the darkness, like people are going to do something about it instead of leading by example. So you've hit a good critical point there. But I was thinking about this the other day. The way COINTELPRO works and these operations work, and this has been declassified, the White House regulations are, bragged about it, Cass Sunstein, I'm glad you raised this, is they put out a claim, you know, just a meme. Alex Jones is this, Alex Jones is that, you know, Alex Jones is 100 bad things, and then just hope people get diverted off by that instead of looking at what I'm actually covering and saying. Because if you'll actually listen to what I'm covering and saying, you'll find out about 95% of it is open source, publicly admitted, maybe 5% speculation. You know, sometimes I might be 80% right about something that I'm predicting down the road. But when it comes to what I'm generally covering, we're talking high 90s accuracy. And I thought about the Paul Revere contest. It's actually, I was corrected over the weekend, felt like the weekend, the last 2 days, the July 4th holiday by my crew. It's over 600 entries. So we'll have to announce it sometime later in the month because I've got to announce who, you know, who the real winners are here and not do a weak job of this or a cattywampus, you know, crooked job of this. But, I mean, what a positive thing, $120,000 in prizes, to then have 600 films, some of which are as good as anything you see on HBO, but from a Liberty perspective, together getting millions of views now. That is money well spent. It sounds like a lot of money, folks. In media, it's not a lot of money. But I did it to give people a focus to empower themselves. And who knows what connections will come out of that or what filmmakers will then, you know, meet each other and what will happen. I did it to try to put some funding. The globalists put billions into globalist propaganda every year. We just put $120,000 into it. Haven't paid it yet. We've had dozens of contests. We pay them all. We will. And how could anybody say I'm negative or bad? You know, they'll say, well, I admit he woke me up, but he's a bad guy. He's an agent. Or, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, who put out $120,000 to get, well, my listeners did by supporting me. You did this. You are as big a part of this as I am to get $120,000 to get people thinking out there as seed money to then make all these great films from different angles. I mean, that's all we are, is a focal point for all these other activists and all these other leaders and all these other people that are being abused to have a debate to wake people up. That's our agenda, is to get people thinking, not even what we're thinking. So of course I'm for real, of course I'm good, and of course they've got to attack that and say I'm not, because they know full well I'm for real and evil cannot stand it. More calls coming up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into overdrive, taking your phone calls on the day after July 4th, 2013. Let's go through your calls as quickly as we can now. Let's talk to Derek in Alabama. Then we're going to go to William and Grant and James and others. Actually, James is first up. Then we're going to go to Derek. I get this so confused sometimes on the phone system because I try to go in order. Derek in Alabama, let's go to you. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I want to tell you, I appreciate everything you do for the liberty and people of this country. You know, I really do appreciate it. And I just had a couple of points. You know, I was flipping through the news the other night, and I never really stopped on many of the mainstream channels, but I caught Inside Edition. And, man, I'm going to tell you, they did you wrong, Alex. You know, on the whole Michael Hastings thing.
What did they do?
They painted you up to be just an outright liar. They took you out of context, had their own little experts. I say that with quotation marks, you know. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, I can't keep track of all the TV shows and newspapers that are doing the same tactic. They're trying to assassinate my character ahead of perhaps setting me up with drugs or who knows what, or killing me. And the order has definitely gone out. Liberal, conservative, libertarian, fake outfits. And in every case, they, I mean, I've had his best buddy on who said he went to the funeral and talked to the wife. And she says, I'm going to bring down whoever did this, close quote. They think he was probably killed. And then they criticize me in the media for saying it should be investigated. Where is the media's instinct? Well, they're not media. They're not news. They're not journalists to stick up for each other. I mean, in the old days, if a reporter got killed, it was a big investigation regardless, even if it looked like it was a cut-and-dry case. This is clearly foul play all over the place, and they're going out. I mean, you would think that a day after I had his buddy on, who got the email and all of it, saying they're coming after me, I'm going into hiding, I'm getting death threats, and that the family thinks they killed him, you would think that'd be national news. But no, no coverage, because it's a bunch of cowards that all they want is their paycheck. And they don't get that once everybody sells out, total tyranny comes in. They just don't understand how the insecurity is in that they have no honor. And so I didn't see it, and I saw comments online about it. I just didn't really pay attention. But listen, I come on air and say we can't let them kick Rush Limbaugh off the air with their boycotts. And, you know, he's not perfect, and I have problems with a lot of what he does, but at least he's pro-Second Amendment. And, you know, he's the biggest show in the world with 20-something million listeners. And then I add, you know, I've been up against him in cities and gotten better ratings than him. And then they write an article saying, I say I'm bigger than Rush Limbaugh. You know, and that I'm a liar. And then they show statistics to say I'm a liar. And it's just you realize they want people to think I'm a liar. And maybe I should be glad they're trying to assassinate my character instead of me. But see, they're trying to assassinate Liberty's character by assassinating me. And I appreciate your call. Anything else, Derek?
Yeah, I just I wanted to let people know that I think people see the news and they hear what you say. And they think that these things with the police and the corruption, that it only goes on in large cities. But I live in a town of 5,000 people. I see abuses every day. I watch the police drag race up and down the main highway. I watch black helicopters fly over my apartment at least once a week, sometimes twice. And I mean, they, and then circle for 35, 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, they're looking through your walls. I know, they ship the drugs in and then use it as an excuse to spy on all of us. So sick. They ship the terrorists in and then use them as an excuse. It's elementary.
You're exactly right. And I just want people to know that this thing don't just go on in big cities. They go on in little towns, too. You know, it's not a big city problem. It's a countrywide problem.
And it's going to get worse. As the economy collapses, they're converting everything to the police state economy. I mean, how could I sit down by a group of people talking about how they're going to work for the NSA and all so proud of it, like they're graduating to a new plateau of the galaxy or something. It was just disgraceful, despicable, and painful because they're not even really bad people. They're just idiots. I appreciate you calling in. It really gets to me. But again, we should be more positive. A lot of people are waking up. James in Detroit. Folks said that NAFTA and GATT would deindustrialize Detroit. I guess they were conspiracy theorists. James, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you are a godsend, a savior to us. Because
oh, please.
Since I first started listening to you, 14, 15 years ago, the black helicopter was dusting a small town outside of Austin. You had a couple people call in. Everybody got the flu, all that.
And they saw it fly over the school with spray tanks. And even got photos as it sprayed them, and everybody got sick, yeah.
We are under attack by criminals. It's yeah. Just a basic, simple group of people. They are career criminals. They own the banks. Nothing but short of country control is entertainment to them. a plane, a jet, an island, none of that stuff matters to them. Now it's total global control, as you've said. Jesse running for president would be great. He would have to find a system as massive and as efficient as Organized for America was for Obama, now turned into Organized for Action, which is, you know, attacking, of course, the NRA and all of the other conservative groups. That would be a very difficult system to overthrow because it is so
massive. We have to overthrow it individually in our own areas by not complying, by saying no, by putting our bodies against the machinery. The government machinery comes to a halt the minute we realize it's illegitimate and start withdrawing our compliance. And that means verbally. That means when somebody's out of line, you don't lay down to it. God bless you, sir. You want to talk about the Iraq invasion? Go ahead.
Here's what happened. Young soldiers were in these oil tankers that they confiscated on the highways, not filled with oil, filled halfway with gold bricks. Many of these young Marines were taking pictures with their camera phones of these events and these abductions of these trucks and tankers. Inside, front to back, filled to the halfway level, gold bricks, Alex, the size of regular, you know, gigantic building block bricks.
Were you there?
No, I was not there. No, I've seen the pictures, and now I tried long before I realized I have to not save the address, because after this stuff sits on the web for a couple of days and someone spots it's erased, I've now been trying to capture as many things to my hard drive as I can.
Okay, but the point is, what are you saying? A bunch of looting went on in Iraq?
Well, the gold was probably the first fringe benefit. The second fringe benefit was massive amounts of these super bills. You remember it all being spoken about, 200, 300 billion parcels of these bills hidden in walls of buildings and outposts, et cetera, along with these. I mean, all the leads for the tankers was to grab their gold. Second and foremost, the super bills just disappeared to the people who were looking the other way.
All right, well, send me an email about it so I understand it. I appreciate your call, James. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to William in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, William. William's listening to his radio. Put him on hold. Let me try him again. Grant in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right. So on the 4th of July, I went to a gated community, and this is a private security officer, but I'm talking full tactical, flak jacket. You know, magazine, holsters, everything. Outside of a gated community just to get in for the 4th of July. I don't know who was there. But, yeah, it wasn't police. It was a private security firm. And it's just, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, they're doing this everywhere. It's like a status thing, like in Latin American mafia and stuff, to have guys with guns as status. It's status now to be groped. It's status to have riot police. They had riot police out at checkpoints. We have articles up in riot gear to fight terrorists. And no, it's for us. They're just getting us used to riot police everywhere. Gee, I wonder why.
No, yeah, I was driving up, and I, you know, after listening to the stuff that's happened, I was like, oh, I'm going to get checked. He didn't check us. He just wanted to know who we knew in the neighborhood. But again, it's just making those connections. And then I had a question I wanted to field.
Well, no, I mean, it gets you used to always being questioned like you live in the former USSR. Exactly. It's all about learning to have hands put on you, learning to be questioned. Go ahead.
And then the question I wanted to field. So in elementary school, I was in the class with JonBenet Ramsey. I'm still involved in that case. And about 2 years ago, two detectives from Boulder PD came up and asked for a cheek swab. And before I listened to you, so I gave them a cheek swab. And they both told me it would be destroyed when they're done with the case. And I called about 2 days ago because of listening to you and asked them if it had been destroyed. And they said, oh, no, they misinformed you. We keep it locked in a vault forever and ever and ever. And it's like, do I have a case against them? I have, you know, 3 or 4 people in the room that said they would destroy it. So,
well, I think you should sue them just to expose it, because the government's been taught to lie just as an automatic default. I mean, look, I learned from someone in the Air Force, a nurse, in 1996 that they were taking blood from every baby in the country and putting it in a UN database. And one of the databases for a multi-state area was in San Antonio. And I read these documents on air. Of course, it wasn't until a decade later that people heard my show, found out about it, sued, got the documents, and then now it became a big national news story, and then we learned all over the world it was happening, just as my source told me. They do whatever they want, is my point. Of course they do. And I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of the show when I said last hour, what I'll say this hour. This is the most important thing. It hit me so hard yesterday. Thousands and thousands and thousands of declassified and leaked and exposed programs. Some of the programs had tens of thousands of people in them. Some of the programs had only a few hundred people in a small town. But it varied. The point is that many of these programs were lethal, where the government would kill large groups of totally innocent, good people. It wasn't like they were just killing people that had been arrested for armed robbery. That would be bad enough because you're like, a government that can do that, you know, could do it to anybody. This is a government that knew if they could get army scientists going back to the 20s and 30s who were eugenicists. Because remember, Hitler got all his ideas from us. To euthanize people, to nerve gas their own troops, to test biologicals on them. The argument is, we've got to do this to find the cure that will save millions. But really, it's higher-ups that just want to see if they can create groups that will do anything. And it's really to find out who enjoys it, who enjoys hurting people. And out of that, they've built those groups up to be larger and larger and larger. And they are doing mass secret testing. The evidence keeps coming out everywhere. And they're doing it in the water, the food, everywhere. And it's all over the top. And so that's why I can't even really get mad at the minions of this system. Because it's so diabolical. That, I mean, the minions don't even have any imagination what they're dealing with. And I feel completely unworthy because my mind, just like your mind, is more sophisticated than my speech is. I understand this. I can make all the connections. I can see the big picture. And it's something indescribably evil. And when I'm sitting there in a calm, focused place, I just see the devil in my mind's eye with all this data. It is an alien force. It is not of this world. It is so destructive and anti-life, and it's hoodwinking everyone that's involved in it. It's hoodwinking everybody that thinks they're winning and getting power from it, and I just recoil from it. And in the higher-ups of this system, there's like a fake loving sweetness to them and a fake calmness to them. And they'll say, but you know it's for the greater good. You know there's too many of us. And when you talk to these people that are higher up in the system who know all this, but have made the decision to rationalize it to themselves because they're afraid of it and to play along with it and then promote the evil agenda, it really just makes me dislike myself. Because I should be doing more. I should find that Rosetta Stone of enlightenment and awakening that can move this lever so we can save humanity. But then I realize I'm just a man, and I'm doing the best job I can. But I get frustrated by all the fake criticisms of me because I like real criticism to help me be better. But when it's manufactured and fake and based on people sitting down and going, what lie can we manufacture off some scrap of something that's true to build a larger lie around it? It hurts me for them. This is a system that rewards evil. This is a system that rewards corruption. This is a system that rewards dishonor and backstabbing. And it is designed to bring us to the lowest common denominator. It's a giant sucking sound. And it doesn't just suck the jobs out of Canada into the U.S., into Mexico, then to China. And then they get rid of the human workers and put in robots and release bioplagues and, you know, kill off the population or sterilize people. And then the giant sucking sound goes deeper than that. And it's just like, what? We're going to all play along with a black hole? We're gonna play along with death? We're going to play along with Satan? Satan isn't a hot devil cheerleader, folks, in a miniskirt. Satan is death on this planet. And I'm telling you, that's where the rabbit hole ends. And I can't believe what we've put up with so far and how easy it would be to break the power of this evil if good people would just stand up and recognize it. We just put up with more and more and more and more because the modern system is so slick at projecting a facade. Let's go to these calls here. Let's go to Robert in California. Says he's a pilot. Wants to talk about the TSA. Thanks for holding, Robert.
Yeah, Alex. I'm a pilot. You know, I just recently got back into aviation, so I hadn't really been dealing with going in and out of the country in private aviation. I just want to kind of point out, you know, if you are rich and privileged, you do not go through TSA or anything like that when you go out to your plane. So if somebody wanted to, you know, bring something in or get a nuke on a plane, it'd be so easy to do. It'd be ridiculous. And we came
back. It's all, they all know, because exactly, it's all totally fake. You pull up and they've got drinks, caviar, whatever. You go on the private jet, because I've been on private jets, on Hollywood people's jets and others. You know, that's how Glenn Beck flies around, so more power to him. But the $500 tickets to go hear him speak or whatever. But yeah, no, there's no TSA there. And that's why Alec Baldwin and all these guys say, I think the TSA is great. Well, yeah, because they're all on private aviation.
Exactly. And the guy, the customs guy, I mean, he just basically stuck his nose in the airplane, you know, swiveled his head right and left, and that was it. They didn't open.
Well, they don't even do that now. I've been on wide body, you know, $30 million aircraft, and there's nobody there. All they do is put your name in and phone it in with Homeland Security that you're flying on that aircraft. And if they're calling it a test flight or a demo flight by the airline, and a lot of those things are comped and stuff, then it's not even on record. I've been on aircraft trips where I'm not even on record. I'm on the plane.
By the way, Alex, I was introduced to you by actually coming back from Mexico. I've been living there for 6 years. And the guy who introduced me to you was actually the border agent when I first crossed the border. The first guy I talked to in the U.S. soil was the guy who turned me on to you guys.
What did he say?
He said, things here are falling apart in the country. You've got to listen to Infowars.com. Alex Jones will tell you all about it. So this was the actual customs agent, the first guy that I talked to when I, you know, pulled over my passport, you know, and was crossing the border over in Laredo.
Well, that's awesome, brother. Yeah, good to hear from you. That is absolutely true about the private aviation. I mean, I grew up with my dad, you know, owning a little Cessna and, you know, on another little aircraft. So, I mean, I remember just going out, getting the plane, taking off, you know, to go visit grandma or whatever and land the plane in the cow pasture. But the few times I've flown, it's like Star Wars flying in these private jets. I mean, you're up with the pilots and you can see planes flying by where they're going 600 miles an hour and you're going 600 miles an hour and those flight lanes. And I mean, it's like Star Wars. And to me, it's obscene, though, when there's a butler there, you know, getting the food out for you. I just can't do it. I'm not even saying it's bad to have a private jet. I could not, because I could go do events and charge people $200, $400, $500 to come here and speak. That's really where the big money's at. I should probably do that not by private jets, build up this media operation. That's probably the answer, is do the big professional talks and do that. And again, it's not bad to have a private jet and have a butler. I would take every bit of that money and put it towards fighting the globalist or buying hospital beds for kids in Africa and stuff like I've done before. I spent a little bit of money on things like that. I don't know, but I guess I'm a bad person. Let's go to real fast. There was a caller who wanted to talk about something I thought was really important, but I guess we're out of time. Phil in Florida, real fast on Michael Hastings. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First of all, everybody, I mean, it's already been in movies. They can control the car from up in space. I mean, there's a movie out where they shut the car down because it was in an accident.
No, I mean, that's on record. They all have the cell phone in them, the new modern cars, that they can control it from space with a satellite. Yep. DARPA admits that, but yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to know that I'm preaching to the choir by calling you. But
no, you're not.
The second thing, huh?
No, you're not. Go ahead.
Okay. So the second thing is that the question about this NSA stuff is, so they're collecting the calls, they're holding calls, everybody just loves it, yeah, whatever, I don't care. But can they manipulate the call? Can they make it look like you called Osama bin Laden?
Well, that's why I got into what happened to Luke Radowski. The NSA planted a few years ago child porn on like 20,000 computers at the Pentagon to blackmail everybody there. No, I mean, it's the National Pedophile Implantation Facility. That's what it is. It's Blackmail Central.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shuttered from the sound.
That's right, the death machine ain't slowing down. That Summer of Rage by our good friend Shooter Jennings. The InfoWar inspired that album. And look at the cover of Drudge. Friday of Rage, Islamicist Push Back. And it shows the shaved head, big bearded jihadis. I'm not saying all Muslims that have beards are bad. My point is, these are radical, globalist jihadis that are openly killing Shiites and other Alawite minority groups and burning down churches and attacking Christians en masse. And the Egyptian military basically has its roots in Ba'athist, to understand this, in Ba'athist leaders. So does Syria, so does Iraq, who said, we want to build power plants. We want to build dams. We want to have movie theaters. We want our girls to go to college and not wear burqas over their heads. And there has been a fight for 100 years 100 years by Saudi Arabia and their corrupt regime with the globalist to put radical Islam in charge everywhere. That's why if you're historically informed, it's such a joke on 9/11 to say Al-Qaeda did this when criminal elements of our government created it. The hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. Newsweek, Associated Press. I don't know exactly what happened. I just know there better be a real independent investigation. There was definitely a stand down, and they definitely used 9/11 to take our liberties. Don't you get it? They're criminal elements in the government who are using radical Islam to bring countries down. And Adolf Hitler was elected president. They have a president and a chancellor in Germany at that time in 1933. And then Kaiser Wilhelm got so sick and old and the coalition government was falling apart, so Hitler then became Führer, chancellor and president at the same time, or the leader. Then a few months later, he firebombed the Capitol, blamed it on his political enemies, drugged up a mentally ill person, Marinus Vanderloeb, had a show trial, and chopped his head off. You know, what does this have to do with Mohammed Morsi? Hitler was elected. Obama was elected, if you believe that. The communists sat around and voted in committees and elected Mao. Julius Caesar was given much of his powers before he became king by the Senate. So people are saying, and Obama's saying, and the media's saying, how dare the military of Egypt depose Mohammed Morsi, who they quietly came to when 14 million people were in the streets on Monday, the biggest demonstration in world history, 14 million in Cairo, and it's now been released by the London Guardian by the military of Egypt saying, here's what happened, here's the timeline. And Morsi's confirmed that that is indeed the case. They came to him on Monday and they said, you got to step down right now. We can't control these people. They're going to overthrow everything. People say, well, the Egyptian military was trained in the U.S. The Egyptian military, you know, they're not good. The point is, Morsi was so bad, the people's already won. You know, when you've got thousands of people to every copper military in the streets, it's over. They would have burned the entire country down to the ground. So the military comes to him and says, listen, we're getting funded by the globalists. We're doing what you say. You know, you're lighting Christians on fire. I mean, he would take them. They're burning them in the streets. They were crucifying them at the presidential palace. There's film of this. Imagine lined with Christians crucified. This is our government supporting this. And notice it's never on our news, folks. Because it's not politically correct. If a gay person gets punched in the nose in public, it's a hate crime. The person is arrested. It's national news for 6 weeks. We have footage and an article going up right now of groups of gay people beating up Christians and the police doing nothing. And the media is spinning it like it was a brawl. And again, I'm not getting into some obsession over gay people. I, quite frankly, am sick of hearing about it. My point is, it's the same deal. You're beating up Christians, you're burning Christians, or Muslim minority groups that are nonviolent, like Alawites, that are a totally nonviolent group. This is the type of out-of-control garbage that's happening right now. And so that's what I'm getting at here, is that Hitler was elected, so just because Morsi was elected a year ago and then had a reign of terror, cities under martial law, Sharia law being put in, families that wanted their girls to go to college, kicking them out of college, slapping burqas on women's heads. You know, Muslims didn't even do that until the last couple hundred years. And that's a Saudi Arabian thing. Rich women who had to go in the market who didn't want their skin burned. It was upper class to have unblemished white skin because it meant you didn't work in the fields. Same thing in Europe where everybody was white. Like Schwarzenegger means black plowman. Just meant you were out in the field. It was lower class to have a son, to be a redneck. Well, it's the same thing in the Middle East. Women wore those as upper class, and then sometimes really rich women would wear a full thing because if they had to go through town, you don't get to look at them. Then it became a style that they then basically Islamicized. This is real reality you're hearing about right here. If they had some ultra-rich, you know, woman being transported by ship to visit, say, her father, and she's going to go out on the deck of the ship, she covers her face up because these people don't even get to look at her. When she gets out at the palace, she's wearing a crown. Everybody sees her face. This is how they use style to control people. Going back thousands of years ago, the inner court would say, you're so royal, you can't walk. We have to carry you. Let's bind your feet. You're such a princess. Let's bind them. That's where high heel shoes, all of that comes from. That's how they use style to control us. And I'm going to go to Paul Watson here in a moment. I just want to give you background on all this. So I'm not saying it's even a good thing the military deposed Mohamed Morsi. But from a geopolitical thing of what happened, it is a devastating blow against the New World Order. And that's why the EU and the Global Crime Syndicate and Obama are reeling with anger. They are turning Al-Qaeda loose, which is part of their deal, for Al-Qaeda to take the blame for 9/11, to send in its double agents, to be involved in that, that Saudi Arabia and the bin Ladens were given in 1 week after 9/11, a $3 billion defense contracting deal just for bases in the Middle East. Look it up. Immediately $3 billion extra. The Carlyle Group, Bush Sr., was meeting with the bin Ladens in the morning of 9/11 in D.C. at their table. That was their deal to take the blame and all of that. That's why Bandar Bush was on Larry King Live. That's his nickname, the Saudi Arabian prince, the ambassador from Saudi Arabia to the U.S. a week after 9/11. And Larry King badmouthed Osama bin Laden. And Bandar said, "Do not talk of this great man this way, disrespectfully." And Larry King said, "I apologize." Ooh, see, because they knew that was going to be broadcast in Saudi Arabia. It's like, no, you don't talk of a man of great honor this way. Because he really already died of kidney failure or right around that time. And so it was, he was all just a cutout. And then their deal was, you get everything. We take out your enemy, Iraq. The Americans are so dumb. You supply the reported hijackers, 15 of them. The funding, the cover, all this came out in the news. We'll take out Iraq, the Ba'athist secular people to the north of you, and we'll bring in your jihadis and we'll let you take over. And then later we're going to give you Syria, we're going to give you Libya, we're going to give you all of North Africa, we're going to give you Egypt, we're going to give you everything. And even Wesley Clark admitted this in a speech he gave, that was the plan, to invade six countries over there and turn it over to Saudi Arabia. That's what they've done. This is a real geopolitical fact you're hearing, and this is why we're under such attack, because we're just pointing out the emperor is wearing no clothes. The parable of the emperor's new clothes, if you haven't read it, look it up. It's online. Understand it. I'm just pointing out what is admitted fact, because I want liberty and freedom, and they're using this fake Al-Qaeda threat to overthrow our country as well. And it is a crime against humanity to overthrow Libya and put in jihadis who've killed over 40,000 innocent people on record with machetes and are killing the black Christians and black Africans, Muslims that are in the area, and are just absolutely tearing out the infrastructure of that place. That's their job. And now they're doing it in Syria, and they're going to do it everywhere. This is unbelievable. And so the military comes. People are trying to say the military are heroes standing up to the jihadists. They don't have a choice. The globalists want to wreck every country. Not just the Muslim countries, not just Pakistan. Our government put tens of thousands of jihadis in there to bomb and blow stuff up. And then our government goes and bombs innocent people to try to cause an overthrow of the Pakistani government. That's come out on record. That is the reality of what's going on here. And so they didn't even have a choice. 14 million people, the government was going to fall. The last biggest crowds were 3 million. 14 million, mainly secularist. And where's the big liberal, you know, trendy atheist crowd? They're supporting Obama, folks. They're supporting the jihadis because they'll do whatever they're told. We go out on man on the street in California, in Austin, you name it. We walk up to the trendy areas and we say, take all the guns, put all Tea Partiers in FEMA camps. For Obama. And they go, yes, do it. Because we said for Obama. See, because they're on the winning team. They're with Obama. He's got a peace prize, Jack. Anybody seen lately? He's part African. He can't do any wrong. This is the mindlessness. When you watch MSNBC, all they talk about is how smart liberals are and how dumb everybody else is. Folks, that's because their viewers are the dumbest people on the earth. And it's a cult of how smart they are when they can't even tie their shoelaces. I was 30 feet away on the hike and bike bridge. I just jogged about a mile and a half. I stopped. I was going to shoot a quick video, which I did upload, about the federalization of police with checkpoints all over the country and how it's part of the integration of martial law. And I look over, I'm going to tell the whole story later if I have time. I look over and I see this woman about 30 feet away saying something loud that sounds like, shut up your brainwashing. And I'm not talking loud on the video. You can see the video I shot. And I turn it off. I'm talking about in this voice right here on the hiking bike trail, on the pedestrian bridge, talking about checkpoints all over the country. And I walk over. And her husband are laughing at me, and they obviously know who I am because I was down the bridge. They couldn't have heard what I was even saying. And they go, yeah, shut up. And I looked at them. They look like government employees, feds, basically. He looked like a 50-year-old military type. She looked like a socialist liberal type. And I said, well, I mean, what's brainwashing? How'd you even hear what I was talking about? I'm way over there. And the husband goes, leave now. And at that point, I went, whoa, I've got a First Amendment. I said, I bet she can't even articulate why I'm a brainwasher. Come on, have a debate with me. I'm being very nice. He starts getting up and he goes, I told you to leave. And I went, all right, buddy. And I turned and put my hands. So I was going to let him hit me first. And then I was just going to absolutely tear his. Well, the point is that as I turned and put my hands on the rail, and I said, you know what, I got a First Amendment. Because I gave him the chance to walk away. And he goes, fine, we'll leave. Then she starts calling the police on me as I start shooting another video 50 yards away. And you can see that video from that point on. I started recording again. But the point is, that's the enemy, folks. They saw Alex Jones. There's no way they didn't just see somebody with a camera sitting there shooting video 30 feet away and then, you know, get mad at him. They saw me, and they wanted to laugh, and they wanted to diss me, and they wanted to have me just get upset by it like they would and walk away fearfully. They wanted to peck at me and just teach me that I'm their slave. Let me just finish the rest of the story since I got to this, and I'll finish up with what happened with Morrissey and then go to Paul Watson. Then I finish jogging because it's a mile and a half to there and about a mile and a half back to Martin Springs. I get there, go in, go back to my car, get my mask and snorkel, go in, swim a half mile. I go lay out on the side of the grass, getting dried off, and immediately, I mean, I just learned all the types. There's two male cops and their wives, and I assess them. They're all in their 40s. You can tell they work for the state or the feds. These guys are cops, tattoos, former military stuff, shaved heads, laying out. And there's another woman, a third woman, and they're talking about her husband. So he's not going to work with the state anymore. No, you know, he's going in for that cybersecurity job at the new center in San Antonio. And they're all, the women have all got their nails and they're rubbing on themselves and all feeling powerful. Because they're part of the ruling class. They're part of the government. And they're looking at everyone and, you know, they're sitting there with their visors and everything and feeling very confident. And I look over and I go, I'm sitting 2 feet from them. That's where I put my towel out before they even got there. And before I went swimming, now I'm out. And I put my shirt on, stuff, and I look over and I go, oh, is that the NSA? Real nicely. And I knew what she'd do as soon as I said it. I knew she'd laugh at me. But I did it as a psych warfare test for myself, just to test myself. I looked at her real nice and said, oh, is that the NSA data center? And she looked back, and they all look, and they laugh, and they go, and she rubbed her legs when she did it, the pleasure of being part of the system. Not going to tell you that. With her red lipstick all sexy. America's ours now. She didn't say that. She went, not going to tell you that. And smacked her lips. And the cops might even have been feds. They kind of got their shoulders up a little bit out there, and they were just, ugh, it's our country now. You mean, it was just, ooh. And I looked at them with, and I'm more powerful in person. I looked at them, and I said, you know deep down you're on the wrong side of history, and everything you're doing is illegal, and you know this country is going under, and that tyranny's being empowered. You're being told to walk around in an arrogant mode. And I said, when we get this country back, all of you that have engaged in crimes are going to be brought to justice. Do you understand that? And they weren't laughing anymore. I looked at those cops and I told them. And man, then I went and did the 4th of July deal. We rented kayaks, went out with hundreds of people with kayaks to watch the fireworks. And I could just spot the imperious nature of cops and bureaucrats. And I'd go, hey, you're a cop, aren't you? And the guy'd be like, how do you know that? Oh, Alex Jones. And again, I could tell, I couldn't tell good cops who aren't on power trips because they're just normal people out there. But I could tell the little boys, I don't need an NSA computer to know who you are. I've got the genetics of all my ancestors. I've got common sense. I've got discernment, and I see you. I see all of you, and you have signed on to total destruction. We have a government on record that's done thousands of lethal tests on our own military and police and citizens, and no one ever got in trouble. What does that tell you? At the top is pure evil. This country is occupied by pure evil, and I am on the air ringing the alarm bell. And it was disgusting to watch those people on power trips over the NSA spying on people. They were having an orgy of power trips in front of me.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I'm not going to sit here and watch the classical evolution or de-evolution into oppression without a fight. And anytime I see people strutting around acting powerful, I'm going to confront them. That includes groups of police. I'm in other cities, other places. I see cops arrogantly standing around or acting weird to people or, you know, not getting out of the way for citizens when they're walking down the street or acting like thugs. I go over and talk to them and go, why are you acting so thuggish? And if they want to go, give me your license and stuff, that's fine. They're going to get an earful from me. And again, I obsess on the police because you're where the rubber meets the road. And if things get worse and worse, it may come down to the police and military because people need leadership to take this country back if the globalists start offensive purges against us, just like what's happening in Egypt. Let me tell you something, folks. 14 million people hit the streets. It's over. The government's coming down. I don't want that because it's so destabilizing and destroys the infrastructure. I want to have a revolution of the mind. I want those police and feds on power trips to not drink sodium fluoride on record that's killing them. I want them to know how deadly vaccines are on record and not just make jokes about it. I was talking to somebody that works in the city yesterday, and they were telling me how the city's just saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with smart meters, and they don't watch what you do, and they're not going to control you, and RF's not bad for you, when all the studies show the opposite, and they're in the news in Europe and the U.S. saying the smart meters will turn off your power during peak consumption or monitor what you're doing. They always said that. This is bad where we're going, and I know that I've been ranting on the subject, and I said I'd get to media disinformation. I'll have to cover this briefly later in the next hour. More and more I see these articles where they will, again, come and twist what I've said to try to say I'm a liar. And the system's doing this because they're scared and they want to discredit us. It's not going to work. Now, Paul Watson's going to be with us for the rest of the next hour. Then we'll have open phones for part of the third hour, and then Max Kaiser is going to join us on huge news dealing with the bond market imploding, or beginning to implode, as he predicted. Have central bankers lost control? Could the bond bubble implode, even if there is no wiretapping? But I just want to say this to everybody very clearly here. I need your support. I'm 110% into this fight. And I need you to spread the word about the broadcast, and I need you just to pray for us, and I need you to financially support us. We have the best products, from water filters to non-GMO, heirloom seeds to books, videos, magazines, everything in the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. The new film is going to premiere the 17th on the Nightly News. State of Mind, getting into how they manipulate us. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. You get 10% off with promo code WATER and all the ProPure. Your purchases make this possible. Paul Watson, tell us what's coming up in the next hour that you're going to be breaking down. You've got a big raft of important news.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Homeland Security drill across America yesterday, where Americans celebrated their independence by submitting to random bag searches by pot-bellied TSA agents, and the local news channel in LA said that people need to thank those TSA agents for their work in safeguarding America.
No, no, they actually give them medals, combat medals.
Well, exactly. You have to thank the overlords for imposing their tyranny upon you. It's not enough just to obey anymore. You've got to thank them for it.
In fact, it's not enough to lick the boots now. They're saying you're going to have to start kissing the rumpus. Maybe that should be the new salute. See a bureaucrat, they hang their behind out, and, you know, citizens could be bidets. We'd have to volunteer, compulsory volunteerism, one day a week to be at a government toilet area to act as a bidet. We'll be right back. I think that's a good idea, actually.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.